on it, and you are listening to The Wash Chronicles with me, Mike Jeff, and Trey Two Trucks Lorenz, as always.
I didn't know if he was going to go Two Car, if he was going to go Mr. Foreign.
I really
drive it off the lot.
To be quite honest with you.
Yeah, a lot to choose from.
I honestly didn't think I was going to do anything until right when I said Trey.
Okay.
And I was like, I got to pick out. I just got to throw out something.
I appreciate
it. It really wasn't my best, but.
It really wasn't. You could have got a shot.
I could have been better.
Oh, wow. I expected, because I've been getting killed in the group meet for the last the week and a half, so.
Hey, yo, Zoe was backing you up, bro.
He said all your cars in German.
I was like, yo. You was over there scrambling like a motherfucker, bro.
I was doing anything to reflect those jokes.
Nah, bro, you shot me. Nah, bro, them jokes ain't hitting right now, bro.
For anybody who does not follow me on social media, I was blessed to be able to buy a second car. I was able to get a Porsche. So my friends have been packing me up due to my car, so.
Which is obviously a way of saying congratulations.
Of course, it would be weird if y'all would be like, "Hey man, good stuff." That'd have been awkward. Like, that'd mean feel like y'all was plotting on me,
like we hate.
Yeah, right? Like damn, well y'all mad? Like you mad at my success? Like nah. The jokes let me know y'all are proud of me, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's been real fun.
What my apologies. I know y'all have not heard from us since 2 weeks now. Last week I had some commitments I had to take care of during our recording schedule, so I was not able to be there. So my apologies on that one, but we're back.
Yeah.
We are, God willing, going to keep a consistent schedule while we can, God willing. I do have some news on my front. I am going to be moving to Austin in a month or so, month or two. So that was finalized this past weekend. That was one of the things I was doing.
Yeah, you went to Austin, right, and... Okay. It seemed like it went well.
All right, so I have a long-standing hatred of Austin. And it's not necessarily because of the actual city itself. It's mostly just me. Bad stuff tends to happen to me when I'm in Austin. Mm. And now, this is like dating back since college. Right. Now, I've been in Austin maybe 5 times my entire life. I now can say I've lost my wallet 3 out of the 5 times.
Okay.
The third being this past trip to Austin.
Right.
So, yes, I don't have a very fond feeling of the city, but it's where my job is putting me, so I'm going to have to suck it up.
Yeah.
So, I went to Austin this past week, and I did sign my lease for my new apartment. It is a nice apartment for what it's worth. It's a nice new building, not too far from the office. That's cool. I unfortunately saw one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
As did I.
Yep.
F9.
Yes, F9, and the F is not for...
not for fun.
Not for fantastic. Yo, that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen, bro. Like, legit.
Yeah.
I walked out of that movie, and so here's the thing. So, I am known as a bad movie lover, as that's from me, Cedric told me all the time, and you guys saw it before me, and you had told me it's not good.
Yeah, I told you it was.
Yeah, and I think your exact words were, "I need to be drunk as hell to enjoy the movie."
Yeah,
I listened to your opinion, and I could not get drunk enough. I got tipsy, thinking I'm good. We went to dinner before, and I think we got like a flight of margaritas. Mm. I think a flight of margaritas should do the job. It should do the job, bro. No. So I walked in the theater. And I told y'all this, but I've never been in a movie theater where they keep I call them house lights.
Yeah.
The regular lights that's inside the auditorium. Mm-hmm. Normally those are on while before the movie starts so people can like find their seats and stuff.
Right.
And so we did get there a little early. So I was like, oh, nothing strange. Then the preview started. Like the regular previews. And I'm like,
lights still on?
Lights are on.
Maybe they'll go off after.
Maybe they go off. And that's what Cassandra kept telling me. Because I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm getting more and more like annoyed. I'm losing my drunkenness, which is not a good sign because you told me I need to be drunk to enjoy this movie. Because I'm getting annoyed. And so all the previews finish. All right. Lights are on. Credits come out. Trailer. Title card of Fast 9 comes on. Lights still on. Opening chase scene starts. Lights still freaking on. To some point, some lady got up and I guess went and talked to a manager or somebody Shout out to the Karen. Because the lights went off immediately. But by that point, I was already damn near sober, and I was already pissed off at the movie. So that, Jesus Christ, that is a
how quick did you realize this? It was going to be bad, like for the movie.
So I don't know if this counts as a spoiler, but fine. The scene where they're on the island investigating the plane crash. That's I'm not even spoiler, but yeah. And there's a scene where Tyrese, let's just say. He is in a precarious situation.
It was that moment.
He was in a precarious situation. It was that moment. And I was sitting there thinking, it's going to be difficult for him to get out of this one.
Actually, it'll be super easy.
Very inconvenient. Yeah, that was the scene. And then because of what happened at the result of that scene, I literally looked at Cassandra. And I was like, yo, we can go. And she, to my wife's credit, she is very petty, but and I love her. But she, before we got to the movie, she was like, we don't have to go to this. Because I had already had a bad day because I lost my wallet and everything. So she was like, we don't have to go to this. And I was like, no, we should go. She's like, okay, you want to go? Okay. So every time something crazy happened, and I looked at Cassandra, like, oh, we can go. She's like, no, sit your ass there. You're going to watch this movie. Well, what's funny is literally after that same Tyrese scene I talked about, the couple sitting to the directly to the right of us, they got up and left. And you know, like some back in the day, I don't know if you've ever done this, but like I've gone to a movie to wait while I wait for my actual movie to start. Like I'll just go pop into a random movie just to watch it. So I'm like, I got
there super early.
So I back in the day, I guess because you used to take the bus to the movie theater because we ain't have a car, so you get there either super early or just not super late. So I've had to just go kill time pretty much. So I've sat in the movie theater, watch a few like intro, then go to my actual movie. This is before they had like assigned seating, so you could just kind of pop in and out of movies, right?
Yeah.
They had gotten food, like burger. I think it was a hot dog burger.
So that was their movie.
Yes. And I know they didn't just leave because the movie started, because they left their food pretty much uneaten. They just got up and left. Like, I'm talking like drinks still half drink, popcorn still there, hot dog ain't finished, they just left. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, they out. And I realized, oh yeah, I should have followed them. It's one of those ones, but you see black people running, you run.
Yeah, I can't remember the last movie if I've ever even walked out of a theater, because typically if I'm paying, I at least make myself sit through the torture. But that movie had me pretty fucking close.
The closest I've been to walking out of a movie was the one called Widows.
Oh.
It was like the all female cast. That one was just, it wasn't a good movie. It just wasn't a good movie. And I wanted it to be good because I like the cast, but it just wasn't a good movie.
Yeah, this F9 was I'm telling you, there's nothing they could do to make me watch another one.
No.
Nothing.
And I say that because I feel like I stuck to my guns because I did not see Fast 8.
Yeah, I didn't see Part 8 either. I literally only came to see Part 9 because it had John Cena.
Same.
Because I said after Part 7, I'm not coming to see another.
I saw Hobbs and Shaw because it was The Rock.
I did see Hobbs and Shaw. I will say that. I did see Hobbs and Shaw.
I did not see Fast 8 because I saw the trailer of them driving on ice. And I said, no.
Yeah, it was.
I'm like, good. Yeah, no. I'm not watching them drive on ice.
Not happening.
And then this one, I was like, I'm out on it. But then I saw, damn, they got John Cena.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they got Cena in that thing.
And then I was like, oh, they brought back Han. And I'm okay. I really wish they would have not spoiled that in the
trailer.
Even though it did get me to go see it, but it would have been a better moment. I feel like, because the way they filmed it, it's like they kind of like paused on set, so like it felt like they wanted you to give you time to clap. But it's like, well, we ain't surprised. Like y'all told us he's gonna be there. It's like, all right. So, but there's nothing they could do unless they do a crossover with the Avengers.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I might have to not watch it, bro. Like I might have to not watch Avengers, bro. Like,
bro, if they tell me they're doing a tie-in with like the Avengers,
bro, or I don't want to see Spider-Man, like,
or Jurassic Park, since they're both in the same studio company. Hey, it's a possibility.
I saw that rumor and I'm like,
it's a possibility.
If I see Dom Toretto driving up the back of a fucking T-Rex,
no, he's gonna be out racing Siri. You know, he's gonna be out racing the Velociraptor. Which is known for the fastest animal, one of the fastest dinosaurs of all time.
If anybody's wondering if this movie is really that bad, all I'm going to say is, and I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it for you, but they had a car in space. They were driving a car in space.
They were driving a car in space.
But I just, I don't know what to say after that.
That's it, yeah. No, There's something that I want to say that's
you put a rocket on the back of a fucking car and think that's really going to take you into space. Like, come on, man.
This thing got this thing got completely derailed because of the stupid Han movie. How's life been for you since last September?
Officially got approved for the apartment.
Hey, congrats.
Got rent, everything solidified and all that good stuff. So now that's all that's left is to just simply moving.
Yeah, the part we all actually hate, packing and moving. Yes.
So, yeah, just got to get like renter's insurance and light bill.
All that stuff. Are you gonna do movers? Or just
no
blood, sweat, and tears?
Well, you know, my lady got, you know, her whole Calvary will be helping her.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
So this
and then with a lot of like furniture, we getting from like furniture places this time. So they'll be doing a delivery.
Oh, that's clutch. So, that's so clutch.
So ain't no couches being moved. The biggest thing that'll be getting moved is mattresses, but they're coin size, so.
Are those lighter? Just I probably could ask this off topic. Well,
yes, not lighter than anything is lighter than your mattress, your king size.
Oh no,
Stearns and Foster.
Yeah, that's getting rid of.
Yeah, that because Stearns and Foster is just a heavy fucking brand of mattress in general.
Gotcha. We're doing the mover thing as well. We're doing movers to move us out of our current apartment because it's on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get to Austin, Cassandra's dad is going to be there. And she said she has some relatives living in Austin that they say instead of paying for movers, they'll just like, they'll do it and give them like a box of beer and some food. I was like, all right, I'm not going to be there. Because so, I got to work that day, so I'm not going to be there.
Right.
So if all they want is a box of beer and some food, that's a lot cheaper than paying movers both ways. So, but we are definitely getting movers this time because we have to move the couches and the... And plus, I'll be working because we move on a Monday. It sucks. So like, I have to ask.
I think ours is on a Monday too.
Actually. It's the worst, bro. I asked the apartment if I can move in on Saturday. It was like, yeah, we don't know if we can clean that. I'm like, how much do I have to clean? I got a week. But you know, so congratulations. I'm happy for y'all. I think we move in. We talked about off the podcast. I know we're moving around the same time period. So congrats on that. We've been talking about movie. Oh, I do want to touch on one thing before we move on to some happier topics. Bill Cosby was released on a technicality, on a legal technicality today.
Yeah.
So I just want to first thing I want to say off the topic, fuck Bill Cosby. And if you support him and if you thought he was innocent this whole time, I'll speak for me. I don't want you to listen to this podcast. I don't want to kick it with you. I don't want to. What they said, ATL, I don't want to kick you with y'all, I don't want to skate with y'all, I don't want to do nothing with you. Because I think that it's not because he was not released due to his innocence. He was literally released on a legal technicality. It had nothing to do with his innocence. So I feel for all those women who went through that trial, another woman he assaulted. I'm sure they're probably going through a lot of mental hurdles right now. Sucks that the justice system is... It can't even work. It don't even work when it's supposed to. Like, it don't even work when it's supposed to, man.
You know, it seems like the only time black men get off is when they're not supposed to.
Oh, but
like, I was showing my lady the OJ joint that FX did.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Like,
that was a real good one.
Like, that's the only way a nigga can get off is if he not.
That was also completely just idiot.
It was stupid.
The worst.
Like, it couldn't have been more obvious. But like,
that was some of the worst lawyering I've ever seen. I don't know if that's even a word, but that was some of the worst lawyering I've ever seen.
Bro, like, dog. So it's, you know, it's disgusting. Hella unfortunate that women's abusers don't get put away. I think only like 3% of rapists get put in jail.
Yeah, so. and what really sucks is like this is going to it's rape and sexual assault is already a hard it's already a crime that does not get reported as much as it should in general, and I feel like this is just going to hurt the chances of it being reported because people are going to think, you know, men and women are going to think, what's the point of reporting if they're not like it's
especially
not
if it's a celebrity,
yeah,
to you, you pretty much got no chance.
Short of literally like having him on camera, and even that didn't even work with R. Kelly, obviously.
At least not.
Not
when it was supposed to.
Exactly. So, It sucks for them, obviously. And some of these quote-unquote supporters, like Felicia Rashad, like, I'm glad she's getting packed up.
Yeah,
as she should. It's I don't care.
You know, the OG Aunt Viv talked about how everybody knew what he was about.
Okay, yeah.
So everybody knew in Hollywood what he was about. How could you not know when you were
on set with him for, 10 years, something like that? So.
That's
crazy. Come on now. Mr. Rich ain't never done nothing to me.
Come on. So that's, you know, it's really just disgusting.
Yeah, I just.
It's disgusting.
I'm not, there was.
I'm glad I never liked this show to begin with. Never. I never liked it. And I'm so happy I can say that.
All right. So I will say, we've had this conversation before. I used to, I'm going to say, that sounds weird. I liked The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Television show The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
I feel icky for saying that, but yes, I did like The Cosby Show. And for the reason I liked it, it actually kind of talks into what we're talking about later on this podcast, but I like that it showed black people in a higher quality of life, but he wasn't a athlete or a rapper. He was a regular, degular job that we all can subscribe to being, and he was
educated.
It's an educated black man, and his wife, an educated wife, you know, kids.
Which is great. That was the first time they did that for black people.
And so for that reason, I did like it. I like the spinoffs, obviously, Different World, and for some other things. But you would not catch me saying that. I kept watching this today. this is a side note, I guess. Do you feel bad for saying you liked or you like some R. Kelly songs?
I don't feel bad for saying I liked some R. Kelly songs because, objectively speaking,
those good.
Those are fucking fantastic.
Objectively speaking, those sound real
and
good.
And I also don't feel bad because I know I don't listen to him now. So even though I liked those songs then, you know, in a different time, I won't listen to them now.
I agree.
I won't. So. I feel bad.
I agree. I will say there are some songs that if I hear, it's just instinctively I'm going to hit myself, and I remember, can't do that, Evan. Why you gotta be such a creep? Because honestly, if that the talent of Robert is Hall of Fame worthy talent, he's a Hall of Fame talent, musical genius. Yeah. It just sucks that it's attached to a certified sicko.
And look, I can't sit here and say I'm not going to listen to like anything he's never written because I'm not going to not listen to You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson vocals. I know R. Kelly wrote it, but them Mike vocals.
Yeah, that's honestly a tough thing because it's like, where do you draw the line?
And then I don't know everything he's written.
Exactly. Because people be having writing credits, they don't like get notified, and you know what I'm saying? So people do samples. It's like, you can't just say, I'm not going to listen to any music.
Yeah.
And I know that some people say, oh, separate the art from the artist. I have a tough time.
Some of it, I think, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I have, some songs from R. Kelly, I just can't separate.
His songs, if you listen to them, you cannot separate them. It's different if you're like, oh, yeah, I'll listen to, you know, You Saved Me or I Believe I Can Fly. Cool. I'm not gonna get in an argument with you. You want to still listen to those?
But like, listen to AJ, Nothing But a Number.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Dog.
Come on.
It's like he wouldn't even try to hide it, bro. Like, come on, bro. So I understand. I just wanted to touch on before we move on to our first semi fun topic because it's not necessarily a fun discussion, but fuck Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Moving on to more black things. So you had not seen this before I came over here, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so this was something I wanted to talk about last week, but we were not able to record. But a new film set the internet ablaze last week.
I did not see anything about this
trailer. Trailer.
Yeah, trailer, I did not.
A new film titled Karen. Apparently, it's a BET exclusive, which. When I first saw the trailer, I did not know it was BET exclusive. I just saw the trailer and I was like, what in the world is this? And I found out after the fact that it was actually a BET movie and I was like, oh, well, that makes
I did see the trailer on the timeline, but I didn't click on it because everyone was saying how bad it was.
Yes, it's horrible. So, new movie called Karen is beginning a lot of flack for being a ripoff of, you know, Jordan Peele, Get Out. There are issues with the obvious, why are you trying to monetize black trauma? Then there's the obvious, it's just not a very good looking movie. It's just, there's that too. Like, before you get, you don't even have to get to the whole fake Get Out and monsters and black trauma. It's just not a, this movie does not look good. Just flat out.
Yeah.
It's about, it is about a black couple. They move into a new home, and they have a neighbor who is the quintessential Karen. However, the movie doesn't have any type of nuance. Like, her name is actually Karen. Like, there's, they're not even trying to be clever. It's just like, okay, here's what it is. We're going to try to capitalize on this because we know this is a big deal in the society and culture. And
calling them Karens and whatnot.
Yes, and literally every, like, the movie has every Karen stereotype legitimately thrown into the movie. So, like,
so they just stole everything off the timeline
And put it in the movie. Yeah. Like, everything you could think of. Black kids laughing or walking around, call the cops on them. People laughing too loud in a restaurant, call the cops on them. Pulled over for no reason, call the cops on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get the manager. You know what I'm saying? Even the haircut.
So the white chick is the main character?
I guess our main antagonist, but sure, probably. I guess the couple, the family who moves in will be the main character, probably. He's probably the main antagonist.
Who's playing it?
Not a single actor I recognized. Because I don't want to describe, they may be doing stuff like Broadway, but nothing I've seen them in per se. Right. So no disrespect to them. With the actors, especially if you're a black actor, you can't be out here turning down roles.
No.
So I have no shade, no disrespect to them. Hey, you get a role, shit, take it.
I was mostly wondering who the white actress is, because I mean,
oh, she just like she looks like a run of the mill Karen. Sorry.
Just get a bad bitch.
No, they didn't even. I mean, do you? They don't have. Too many people who get caught off being a Karen don't look attractive.
No, they don't. But you,
if they dare, if they did, you, we'd be kind of a little more understanding. Let's be honest, we'd be willing to put up with a little more.
No, no doubt. But you could like just get an actress, and you know, niggas are probably, you know, are not even attractive. But if you get, I don't fucking know, bro. I don't know.
You must say, if they had Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of a little long in the tooth these days.
Okay, the actress playing Karen's name is Taryn Manning. She's been in Hustle and Flow, apparently. She was in 8 Mile.
8 Mile, huh?
Yeah, I don't know who she was in 8 Mile.
Yeah, I don't know either. Brittany Murphy was the white chick in 8 Mile.
Yeah, you're right. Her name was Janine. Maybe she was the mom? She might be the mom in 8 Mile.
Oh, she was Eminem's baby mom.
That's what she was.
Not attractive.
Gotcha. No, not at all.
And that was like 2 decades.
She is 42 for what it's worth. So yeah. Yeah. Not a good movie. The one thing I will say, this is what makes me mad about this. There is a, it's not a twist. It's not a twist because it's in the trailer, but like there's an idea that they're talked about of, so the Karen, she's obviously racist. She has like, not Civil War, but the Confederacy, like Confederate, like soap dispensers. Like, she's racist, right? Yeah. But the twist is she has a cop. Her brother's a cop. And so there's that aspect of like, okay, so she's a racist, but she also has some influence in the police system because her brother's a cop. Mm. So her calling the cops on her neighbors or just black kids on the street, there is a little more tension behind him because a racist cop has shown up, right? Which I thought that was a good topic to discuss the movie, because we always hear about these characters and how they think they have some power and they obviously don't. I'm gonna get the manager. You're nobody, right? What would happen if that cop they call is related to or friendly or is flat out racist? Like that we obviously know that can go.
Yes.
So like bringing cops into a situation with black people can obviously become tense. It can go bad in general, even though the best case scenarios. So if you bring in a cop who's related to the Karen, who is also racist as well, that can quickly become a loss of lives. So it's a topic that's going to get probably done poorly because it's a bad movie and it's probably under budgeted. But
so let me ask you this:
what's up?
Are you going to watch it?
I'll let the timeline tell me. I'm not going to watch it. I'll let the timeline like discuss the plot, but I'm not going to watch it.
Okay. Now, if this wasn't a BET Plus movie, would you
Like if it came on like Amazon or HBO? Yeah. Like, God. You know what? I probably wouldn't, because the last one of these movies I did watch was Parabellum. Is that called Parabellum? Or Antebellum. Where the black girl, she's like transported to like, she wakes up one day, she's like in a slavery that movie. Yeah. And that was terrible. That was just, I was like, bro, I say this is the last ones I'm watching.
Is it me or are we getting more movies, but they just fucking suck?
We're getting more. It feels like there's a renaissance of black trauma films. Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, part of it came due to the success of Get Out.
Yeah.
That movie companies realize, okay, there's obviously a market.
And Black Panther.
And Black Panther. Because that's the thing in America. These major companies, whether it's sports teams, arenas, they act as if black people, the black dollar doesn't spend the same as the white dollar. They act as if we won't come out and spend money. And they're realizing with the success of a Get Out and a Black Panther, things like that, these black dominated things that we will come out and support if it's good. And they don't realize that we're supporting it because it's good so much. Look, they think we're just, we're black, so we're gonna do it. Nah, because that's because Al Sharpton would have been a 10-time president. We don't just come out support anything because it's black and needs to be good. I feel like there was an uptick in these, like I call them black trauma films. Like even those TV shows, I think it was a TV show called Them. It was on Amazon Prime.
Is that the one where they move into the neighborhood?
Yes.
In the white neighborhood, right?
Yeah. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch a single episode of that. I didn't even finish Lovecraft Country.
I didn't either.
I was like, all right, this is just not.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
So, no, I probably actually won't watch it, bro. Unless me and Cassandra, whenever we fire back up our Whiskey and Tequila plug, Whiskey and Tequila movie reviews, unless we maybe, if we maybe get a request, maybe we'll do it, but I have no intentions of it personally.
Right.
Side note, so you have a job, obviously. Mm. Do you tell your coworkers about your podcast?
God, no. What would I do a thing like that for? Hell, would I do that?
So,
if it was just a sports podcast, sure, absolutely. Okay. But
I asked because, like, I'm doing, obviously, I'm starting my new job, and I'm doing, you know, all the icebreakers. Hey,
tell the job me. You have.
Oh, hey. God, no. So it was like, tell me like some things about yourself. I was like, you know, I love sports. I love to travel. And I was like, I love movies. And I was like, you know, I have a movie podcast. So I plugged my movie podcast. I did not plug this podcast. Yeah. So yeah, I didn't know. I just made me think of it. Oh. God, no. Fuck, no. All right, so speaking of my job and some of the good things that come from that, you want to go ahead and introduce this next topic you want to bring?
So this is a topic I've been wanting to talk about for a couple weeks now. Just as a black person getting successful and the pressures that come with that, be it trying to, you know, juggle, I guess, how you help other people. I guess, because that's for me personally, I speak on that, speak on it a little bit. As I start to make more money and I see that I can help a little more, but then I don't want that to become an expectation of, okay, you got it, we need it every time kind of deal, especially now I have my own family to look after.
Of course.
And so I need to put them first, and I do feel that sometimes I fail in doing that because I'm so used to trying to help out other people.
Yeah.
And it just, honestly, it really is depressing because I feel like I'm a bad person when I say no. And so it doesn't make me happy when I say no. But at the same time, when I say yes, I know that I'm probably either letting one, myself down, or two, my family down. And then that also still doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
So it becomes a lose-lose situation for me. And I don't want to say that I buy into the, you know, more money, more problems, or that money can't buy happiness thing. I would just more so say I don't make enough money for it to do that as of right now. But what I will say is, with the more money I have made, it has created some new problems that didn't exist before.
For sure. When you put this topic up in our group text, I was interested just because I'm going through not problem, but I'm realizing that same dilemma with my new job and some of my new salary I make now, obviously, and some of the things I can do. But this is a thing that I feel like it really affects us as a community, and that's why you mentioned you preface it as Black people.
Yes.
And it's like it feels like it's in all walks of life for Black people, whether it's lotto winners, people who make it to a professional league. And we saw it a lot in the documentary, 30 for 30, You're Broke.
Yes, absolutely. Bart Scott, he said he's taking care of 7 households.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you feel like you can't tell them no because...
You got it. And everybody knows you got it. Yeah.
And like, so I'll bring it back to myself. Where like, so when I got the job, of course, I called my mom. And, you know, and my mom was, you know, put me through a lot. And of course, we... As men, and we always want to take care. We generally want to take care of your mom, right?
Yeah.
Buy your dad a truck. Your mom out there, da da da. So I was like, hey, mom, you know, say I got to sign on bonus. So, you know, whatever you want, and let me know. I got you, mom. She mm-hmm. was like, she mm-hmm. called me. First, she was like, yo, thank you. I'm gonna buy a nice little purse. She just messed with me. But she called me back like 5 minutes after we hung up, and she was like, hey, I want you to know, I wasn't sure, but you know, I was joking with you, right? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm so proud that you know, you can do this with your new job, but I don't expect anything from you. I'm happy for you, but I don't expect it.
Right.
It clicked like, damn, that I'm glad she said it. Not that I was like mad at my mom, but like in my mind, I got the job, so I was like, okay, now I gotta take care of moms.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta take care of obviously my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta take care of my wife's family. To a certain extent, right? And so it's like, and yes, everybody knows I got it now. They stay. Follow me on social media. So if they do ask me for, you know, help or something, can I be the guy that says no when I just got this new car while also having this car? Like, I'm going to feel like I'm going to seem like a big ass hypocrite or I don't care about them. I only care about myself. Yeah. When it's like, I still don't care about y'all. That car got a car payment, my nigga. I just get that car. Now there ain't no payments to it. I got to keep some of that money for them bills. Like that.
I work hard for what I got. Yeah, so like, what I got goes into this household, into the things I and my family want and need.
And then I think part of it also, it feels like we as Black people, whenever we get some money, we want to do on some, I made out the hood, but I'm trying to either bring the hood with me type shit.
Yeah.
And that's a good mindset to have to a certain extent, but I feel like there are other ways to do it, whether than giving people handouts.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, and off, you know, if I see a job, hey, Mike, bro, if you're looking, hey, this is a good job. Let me know.
Yeah.
No problem with that. At this point, man, I've reviewed like 10, 15 of my friends' resumes, friends and families, and I think all of them have gotten jobs since with my resume that I've redone. And I don't, you know, because I always said, you know, people pay for this type of stuff. Like, people pay for resume reviews, and I've never even considered it. I'm just like, hey, this is that homeboy or that cousin, that's family. Give me a resume. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
This is what I do for a living. I don't even think about it. So, like, I feel like if people had that mindset of, let me bring the hood with me, but like help them out in different ways,
mm-hmm.
it probably won't be as such stressful on us. But, you know, who are we to say how to tell people how to ask? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's hella difficult, man. I couldn't imagine having all that kind of money and then being like, you know, the athletes have and whatnot, I feel like I would probably be like Bart Scott, where I'd be taking care of so many households, and it's kind of like, now here I am, I'm not an athlete anymore, but I got all these households that I've been taking care of. I probably would have been like that then. Now I probably would know how to put people on in different ways, and so they can get it themselves.
And I think that's one of the things you have to do. You have to have a middleman. Because for some, it's so crazy that you want to talk about this on this episode, because I was just randomly on a YouTube wormhole, and I watched a video on smartest ways to handle your money if you just won the lottery. Mm-hmm. I always have the dreams of winning the lotto, da da da. And so, like, one of the things that the video said was, get a financial advisor. Anytime someone asks you for money, say, hey, it's up for my financial advisor. They have control of all my money. I can't even touch it myself. I get paid a monthly allowance. So if you want money, you got to talk to them. And then your financial advisor can tell people no. That way, you're not the bad guy. They're the bad guy. I'm not sure if that actually would work for people. Bro. Like, that
hey, you do that, your family come back. Nigga, you a bitch, nigga. You ain't got control of your own money. You let some white man control your money.
Why did that be a white man, dog? But I'm saying, it creates, it puts somebody in between.
And when somebody else gives them the burden of saying no.
Yeah. Makes them say no. That white man ain't gonna have no issue telling you no. He don't know you, nigga. At least I'm not gonna be the one turning y'all down. You know what I'm saying? So I won't feel so bad. But I think you have to, you'd want to empower people, you know, you'd want to empower them in a different type of way, whether it's not just, they're just coming to you for dollar amounts. Like, if you own a company, you know, you create a job, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or if you're an athlete, okay, you have a cousin who's asking for money, you know, but you know they have, like, you know, college debt. And that's, like, hurting them. Pay the college debt off. That way they have their, anything work at Walmart, if you have no debt, that little 15 hour, it goes a long way if it's just going straight to your account and you ain't got to go know the bills.
Yeah.
The little stuff like that, to me, is always joking with Kendra, if we ever won a lotto, how we divvy up our money. Like, stuff like that is how I'd always say I try to help out my friends and our family. That way they're not just saying, hey, trade and borrow $1,000. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, hey, trade and borrow $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, I just funded you that $1,000.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy how, like, we really feel like because you're right, you feel bad if you tell people no because they know you got it.
Yeah.
And you know you got it.
You start getting to the where it's like they keep asking you, like, all right, okay, come on now. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
I know taking advantage of
20 here, 20 there, but hey, come on. Like that 20 add up. I need that. Like, hey.
Because you can never ask for that back.
And it's like, hey, you know, you doing this and that. Do you really need it? I mean, but that's my money, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it don't matter what I do with my money that I earn.
I worked hard for my money.
I can fuck off my money if I want to instead of giving it to you because I earned it. And I wonder if other groups struggle with that as much as I feel like Black people do, because I feel like that goes back to slavery.
I
really do.
I always say slavery and racism are the easiest things to go back to because it almost always goes back to slavery and racism.
But when you think about it, like, I mean, if Harriet Tubman would have just, you know, made it to freedom and just not came back,
you're right,
would she have been wrong?
I wouldn't have judged her.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because I wouldn't go back. Fuck y'all.
I made it.
I'm up.
I'm supposed to go back?
Hey, like I said,
I don't know about that one, bro.
I always say I could not have been a civil rights leader. I'd have been a team of one. What's that, Roscoe Jenkins team of me?
Like, but it go back to that. She made it, so she had to bring the whole hood on.
And I'm glad she did that.
Yeah,
I'm glad you was that person. Because if it was up to me, y'all still be up on that nair. Y'all have been that big house. I've been gone.
Yeah, it definitely couldn't have been me, bro. There's no way I would have went back.
What did Monty Jones say? I'd be a can't go back all-star.
Like, it would not have been happening, bro. Like, no.
To answer your question, if other races suffer through this, I will say from my experience with Cassandra, obviously Cassandra's Hispanic, this is something I feel like does go through with at least her family. Some of her family suffered as her brother, even her dad, since they have gotten to a level of success that is a little higher than some of the other members in their family. They always get made fun of and being, the Chavez, y'all so sedated because y'all got the college degree and Cassandra has a BMW, you know, and she... It's like, it's joking, but there's a tense of like, yeah. And it's like to the point where like Cassandra she won't like post some, like, if we and her go on vacation, she won't post it on Facebook because this cousin will see it and will hit her up for money. Like, she'll show me, like, this cousin who I've not spoken to in forever, you know what I'm saying, lives in Mexico. I ain't seen since I was like 3, is asking for bread. You know what I'm saying?
So, I'm the same way. I still haven't told my family I went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I still haven't told them yet. And
I saw a post that said, do you tell your parents, like, how much money you make? My first initial thought was, fuck no. Why would I do that? Like, so they get me at, but it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
I should be able to tell them. I know I could tell my dad for sure how much I make.
But. Yeah. I mean, you're right. You should feel very comfortable in your relationship that your parents aren't going to try to leech off you.
Yeah.
And no, like, I'm not saying about your parents, obviously. But, like, I've told my mom, but that's because my mom's an accountant. So I had, like, payroll questions. Like, hey, what's my taxes going to look like now that I'm in this bracket? You know what I'm saying? And I talked to my dad just because my dad is, like, I asked him, not just how much I made, but he works in stocks. So, like, I was allowed, part of my total compensation was a stock package. So I went to, like, hey, what does this shit mean? Like,
yeah.
That's, like, reach out to, like, my OGs because that's, you know, that's what he do.
Yeah.
And I do feel comfortable talking about it, but, like, no, I don't ever feel like, but I'm blessed. Like, my parents are not, they've made it to a point in their life, they're good. I don't go around with them, like, ask me for money, but I know plenty of people who are like, yeah, I ain't telling my parents nothing because they're going to ask you for money. And I completely understand why you would not tell your parents because I know my family had a reunion this past weekend. And I didn't realize one of my cousins followed me on Instagram. And so they saw my car. And they was like, oh, Trey got a new car. But it was a lighthearted, like, joking, like, oh, Trey got money, da, da, da. But, hey, that could have went a different way. It was a different type of cousin. And I'm like, damn, that could have been. Except, and my mom called me. She was like, Trey, I'm over here trying not to tell certain parts of our family, you know what I'm saying, that you got it. And you out here post on social media. And I was like,
but it's like, you should be able to.
Yeah.
You should be able to, you know, I don't know, what's the word?
Be proud of your accomplishments. Yeah. That's what all it is. Like, I'm not trying to flaunt.
Yeah, I'm not trying to stunt. I'm not trying. I
post, like, you know, post a picture and go.
Yeah, I achieved something and, you know.
I'm happy. I'm happy. I got this. Cool. Y'all see I'm happy? We good. I can leave it be.
Yeah.
But without feeling like, damn, did such and such see that? Damn, it's such and such. No, like, I know people who legitimately will, like, one, not say when they're on vacation because they worry about someone trying to rob them, like, rob their house. Because that's happened, right? Like, people have, like, oh, this person's on vacation for 5 days. They're just going to run in their spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sucks that people are like that. But that's why I say people, like, most of the, like, you know, robberies and assaults are done by people you know.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who know your schedule, your routine, your money, and they know it's in your house. So it's like, that's what I say. It really is tough, but it's a very fine line trying to, of that desire to bring the hood with you, but
I
leaving the hood as well.
Yeah, and so, like, I only talk about typically my achievements that are attached to a bill. Like, I talk about the apartment a lot to my family.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm getting an apartment now. So, you know, rent,
light, right, water. Right, like, water, electricity, internet. That's where my money's going.
Yeah, be happy for me, but remember, a nigga got bills.
Grocery. Like a child. That ain't cheap.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to be talking about how, you know, we looking for ballet classes and shit. That's fun, but that shit costs money.
Yep, those ain't free.
Yeah.
Sorry. So what you think, by asking for that little 20, remember, lights, utility, internet, cable, ballet slippers, remember all that. Before you think about asking for money, go through your little checklist. Does he have to pay this? Yes. If I do, don't ask for no money. Simple as that. anything else before we take our drink break and come back to talk a little sports?
Nah, let's get to it.
And we are back, hopefully, like NCAA football on PlayStation. Coming soon.
Yeah, maybe. It'll be a big fight to see who will be on the cover of that if they come back, huh?
I ain't gonna lie. So I saw a part that was like, should they do like a legacy thing since there have been a lot of people who've been like in the league since the last half of the game? And like some of the polls, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't rocking with them.
What were
they? So I saw one, it was like pick one out of the four, right? And it was like Lamar, obvious, right? Lamar, Baker, Josh Allen, which I feel like is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's using NFL success to dictate past.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It was Lamar, Baker, Josh Allen, and Kyler, which I was okay with that because Kyler is a Heisman. They were all Heismans except for Josh Allen.
Okay. So, the first thing I want to say is I actually, as you were saying that, I don't like the idea because. So the reason we're talking about this because
NCAA
has agreed to pay the players for their
They're allowing players to get paid for using their likeness. Yes.
Yes.
But that's sponsorships, endorsements, video games.
Yeah.
They can all get paid for that. Yes.
So I don't like the idea of doing a legacy thing because those players are already making millions.
You're right. I can see.
So that money
should go to current.
And so they probably will do that
because that's how they.
So they don't have to pay.
Yes.
The players.
That's how they may operate. And somebody operates.
So, but. You know what? Quick side note, this Josh Allen thing is going to make me blow a fucking gasket.
Oh, I cannot wait till we get more to the NFL season so we can do our NFL discussions.
I'm just not getting it. Like, did I watch a completely different person for the last 3 years?
Apparently
than
you
everyone
did.
Else?
Apparently so.
Or did everyone else take a fucking deneuralizer for the first 2 years of his career and just looked at last season?
I know you've been going back and forth on it in your mentions over the PFF Focus Top 10 QBs thing.
Saw that one? It's befuddling to me, honestly.
Josh Allen wasn't even the one that had me what the fuck?
Like, it was Kirk Cousins.
No, there's no but. Why was Kirk Cousins even in there?
But for me, the whole Josh Allen top... When did he become a top five quarterback is what I'm trying to figure out. With or without counting Deshaun Watson. I'm trying to figure out when the hell this happened.
I'm not going to lie. Is he even top five in the AFC? Deshaun Watson, asterisk, I guess. So, like, is he a top five if Deshaun Watson counts? Is he top five if he doesn't?
If he's probably top five if he doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, he's probably top five if he doesn't.
Because as much as I was not a fan of, I will make some adjustments if I have to for your boy in Chargers, Los Angeles.
Herbert?
Hey, I don't fuck with
Herbert. If I go quarterbacks I'd rather have, he ain't in my top five.
Does he get to five?
No.
I don't think.
Because I could get real disrespectful and go, Tannehill been good for the last, like, 40-something games, not just 16.
The obvious ones are there. You know what I'm saying? So, Mahomes. And just AFC.
It's AFC. Lamar is better than him. I don't care if you think, his pass isn't as pretty. It's more accurate. He throws more touchdowns.
Ends up in the end zone.
Less interceptions. I don't care about how pretty it looks. It's better.
It goes to his teammates more often and more times in the end zone. I go Lamar. I go Mahomes. Obviously, watching if we're counting him. Mm-hmm. Tannehill's not. I'm not mad. Hey, if I have a game, Tannehill's got his team to playoffs. Yep. Every year he's been there.
Tannehill beat a team led by Brady.
He did.
Josh Allen haven't done it.
He's not. And like I said, hey, if I really want to, I could take your boy Herbert. If I really want to get disrespectful with him, I'm not saying I'm going to, but I could.
I could.
There's an argument. Yeah. All I need is an argument. All I need is an argument. All I need. But, so I think this is a big deal for the NCAA. I feel like they had to get to this place because there were some of the – I know some of these states or conferences had already decided to make it legal for players to get paid, and the NCAA could not allow for such a big recruiting advantage for some conferences, right?
Yeah.
I want to say it was California that was, like, the first state to allow their players?
I think so.
So imagine if you're imagine if you're a USC or UCLA,
mm-hmm.
and
that's
now
that's a
big advantage recruitment wise.
Yeah,
you can come here, you'll get the great California, you know, weather, all that type of shit. You'll play for an unknown program, but you can also get paid.
Yeah,
and
legally
get paid. And ain't too many states where being a rich black man is better than California. Nope. I mean, states, I should say.
Nope.
Or go play in Alabama. Cool, you'll win a title, but you'll be living in Alabama.
not getting paid.
Legally.
Oh, yeah, legally. Anyway.
You're not legally getting paid. Yeah, I mean, which is like, you know. The fact that, the fact that Alabama has fielded this long run of dominance truly is a surprise to me. Not because of, you know, bad coaching or anything like that. It's that they keep getting black people to want to go live in Alabama. I'm sorry.
For one, you're going to get to the league. And two,
you can get to the league in a lot of places, dog.
Yeah, but you also going to get a little something.
Do you want me? The month?
You're going to get a little. Let's be honest.
Hey, you watch the U documentary. You can get paid. Uncle Luke money ain't funny. Uncle Luke got bread in Miami, dog.
Yeah, but is he still?
You know, I mean, Luke ain't, but it's still Miami.
They haven't
Miami.
Really been winning for a while.
And niggas still got to the league. That's my point. Like,
but Bama,
you can make it to the league and live in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about?
Niggas might not make it to the league if they live in Miami.
Point made. Points have been made.
And Bama, you got nothing to do study that playbook.
That's true.
And get to the league.
For your first contract. You ain't getting a second. You are not getting
it. Not most of you. No.
Who got one other than Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry?
Julio and then Dante Hightower.
Dante. Oh, is he in New England?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. If you're a receiver, you're good. If you're anybody else, whew. Because for every Dante, there's that, what's that cornerback y'all?
D. Milner. Yes.
Yeah. But no, I think this was going to happen. It had to happen, bro. There was just there was no way they're going to keep fielding out and
took
stuff.
Took long enough.
But congrats, pay the players. I want to know: are we going to get to see, like, is that going to be the new taunt? Like, people talking trash on the field, and nigga, I made. That's why you're a minimum wage player. Like, hey, that's a big bold statement. Imagine you on the court and you pooping and you busting a dude. And you like, this the nigga y'all paying franchise money to? I'm busting this. Hey. Cause you know that's how people in the league talk.
Yeah.
In the NBA, I should say. People know your contract. People know what you make.
Wrong.
And they definitely hooped based off what they feel like your contract value is.
I just hope some linemen can get some love.
I mean, I don't worry about them because they get paid in the NFL. So left tackle would be the second highest paid people on the team. So.
Left tackle, sure, but let's not act like guards be getting.
Oh,
like, come on.
Well,
bro.
I mean, if you're good, you do. What's
only
your...
if you're good.
I mean, why should we pay you if you're not good?
They do it for other positions.
No, that's not true. You cannot be a bad corner and make a lot of money.
Didn't y'all pay Byron Jones a lot of money?
He's not bad. He's not good. No. Because there's a difference. We know the bad corner. You know, hey, the mark. You know the mark.
Not good.
Oh, boy, he's playing in Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, he did get paid. Damn,
he's not good.
He's
niggas don't be good, bro. They be getting paid.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that they're not. It's at least with cornerbacks, because we see it all the time. He's the number two corner.
And he goes to.
He goes from the one number one corner. That's not his fault that team signed him to be the number one. It's like Nnamdi, right? My boy. Nnamdi was a right side press man-to-man corner. It ain't his fault he went to fit him and that nigga play zone on the left side. The fuck are they doing? That's not his fault. No, he didn't underperform. That scheme underperformed.
You're right.
But no, I think it's real cool for the NCAA players. Congrats on get your money. I would not feel bad if I wear your jersey now. At least you actually got paid for it.
Yeah. So you don't have to be eating noodles and watching everybody have your jersey on.
That's gotta be sick to you. I could you imagine?
I couldn't.
I imagine you're the guy who did not take the legal money under the table, right? You did it the right way.
That's why I can't imagine.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been.
I couldn't imagine me doing it the right way. Everybody got my jersey on. I'm not supposed to take a little extra.
I'm definitely on LeBron. Like, my family would not have been poor no more.
Yeah. Because I honestly would have looked at it, especially if I feel like I'm that dude, I'm going to the league no matter what. What does sanctions matter to me for?
I feel like it's harder, it's easier for football players to try to quote unquote do it the right way. Because if you do get caught, there's a lot of time. Like, that's pretty much it for you, right? Because you have to be there for no matter what, 3 years.
Yeah.
So if you go there your freshman and you get caught, you can't play your last two. One year tape is not enough to get you to the league.
Yeah.
NBA though? Yeah, okay. Cause the investigation is not gonna be finalized until middle of the season anyways. It's coming to what, April? March Madness is in March. Yeah, okay, whatever.
March Madness games, man. I'm to the league, dog. I'm not.
Dog,
what are we talking about?
Kyrie was number one pick, played 9 games.
Yeah, bro.
What are we talking like? I got 9 games in, bro. James Wiseman played what, a week at Memphis? It was number three pick last year.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
If I'm great out of high school, I'm definitely.
I'm pulling up to first day on the campus with a new car.
I'm going to keep it a buck, bro. I'm not even sure if I'm going to class.
Ben Simmons did it.
Yeah.
KD did it.
Yeah. I'm not even sure if I'm.
Well, I think you technically have to have a GPA.
I might lose my eligibility because I'm going to the league anyway. I'm going to the league, bro.
Okay.
Worst that's going to happen is I'm going to drop a little bit in the draft and go to a better team. Whoa.
If you're the guy, you can do that.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. He lost his eligibility, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't play in the tournament. Well, they didn't make the tournament.
Yeah.
They didn't make the tournament. I think
it was still.
And he was, well. So, yeah, you have to be the guy to get rid of that. But if you're a guy, yeah, it's fine. So you have to be, who was it? That would be just walking around campus, didn't ever go to class. Was it KD? You just never went to class?
Probably. I heard there was like that with Andre Wiggins too.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins and never went here. He just go to campus to hoop and do extracurricular activities.
That would have been me. I'm going to leave, dog. I'm not here to get an education.
I'm not here to play sports. I'm not here to play. I'm not here to play school. Oh man! All right, that was true. All right, so moving on to basketball. So we are in the
conference finals.
Did we have a pod after the second round? I don't think we got to talk about the KD.
We didn't get to talk about anything at the end of the second round. So the first thing I want to say is apologize to Paul George. Because the last things we said on the pod were that series was done in Utah once Kawhi went down, and that we would rather have other people over Paul George. So we own up to those things.
Yes.
Very wrong.
I agree. I apologize to Paul George. I said some things this season.
we all said some things.
I'll go on to it. All right, so that was a...
We all said some things.
I said before the season started, I would not trade Tyler Hero for Paul George. And I am at my point in my Tyler Hero fandom. I am trying to trade this nigga for Talen Horton Tucker.
hey, come on, bro. It can't be that guy.
I have okay trades in my mind for Colin Sexton. I have okay trades in my mind for who's the other dude in Cleveland? Not Sexton. Larry Nance.
Come on, bro.
I'm down bad. That is as depressed as an asset I've ever
Larry
seen.
Larry Nance and Jalen Horton Tucker, bro.
I saw, that trade price talking about the John Wall and Eric Gordon. If it wasn't for the contract, take it. For the contract, you can't keep the contract. Give me the players. I'll take it. So, yes, Paul George, hooping. Closed out Utah in games 5 and 6. Legit closed them out.
Yeah.
As weird as this West Coast Finals has been, he's been great while also being ass. it's the most Paul George thing in the world.
Honestly, what's unfortunate what is happening to him and the Clippers is they've been the better team for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
But they get so fucking tired at the end.
Well, did you see he's played the most minutes in the playoffs?
And by far.
Yeah.
Like by over 100 minutes.
And that's including, I mean, I guess KD's been sent home, but then they could play like 50 minutes,
yeah,
like 3 straight games in the Bucks series.
Yeah, dog. Like PG, he been playing a lot of minutes. They've been playing every other night.
Yeah.
They haven't had two nights of rest.
I don't know that they really condensed the playoffs. It's not like they're trying to rush to get it over with. Well, the series.
It was weird to me that after the Utah series that didn't go 7 games, that they had to play. They only got one night of rest and had to do the conference finals when the East second round wasn't even done yet.
I think the reason it was because, yeah, they forced them to play even though
they should have gotten at least 2 days of rest.
I think what also
because the Bucks series, they got like 2-3 days.
But it was because they finished before Atlanta and Philly finished.
What I'm saying is they had the Western Conference Finals play 2 games before the East Finals played 1 game. Because
both games went to 7 over there.
Which is why they should have gotten...
Since Phoenix swept them, I don't think they wanted to let Phoenix get... I mean, obviously, Phoenix...
But that's what you get when you sweep. You get extra rest. But Phoenix didn't even get extra rest. Which would have helped them with Chris Paul.
Well,
they should have only had played 1 game before the East Finals started. It was weird that you had the Western Conference Finals and then a game 7.
The
fact that
we're already in game 6 of the Western Conference, we've just finished game 4.
Yeah, like they really got screwed by the league by not getting at least one more day.
The Western Conference Finals could be already over. yeah. right now. That feels weird. It feels weird to say that could be done already. Yeah. If they and if it wasn't for Paul George, it would be over.
Yeah, and with that, I do feel like to me every game I see, I feel like the Clippers are the better team.
So what?
They've just been unfortunate at the end of games.
So game one,
game one,
they missed the free throws, right? No, they just won. Okay, so game one, Devin Booker had dropped like 40.
Yeah,
so the better team, which is to be expected because Clippers were kind of like tired from the game before, right?
Yes.
Game two was Paul just missing the free throws. Uh-huh. They won game three. What happened game four? Who? What?
Game four was with the final score was like 80-76.
That was the game. I think Boogie Cousins like. You could have missed the free throw correctly. Or something.
Yeah, I mean they couldn't make a shot at.
Yeah,
the
it was
end
late
game.
Late game.
Neither team could make a shot at.
It was an ugly game.
Yeah,
it was an ugly game. But to his credit, game five hooped.
Took it over in the second half.
Take it off. Chris Paul, he does not look right, and you can't just ignore the fact that he did catch COVID. Now I know.
And I feel like people are ignoring.
Yes, I think the reason they're ignoring it is because. One, we act like COVID just is over, like it was never a thing anymore. Yeah. You can tell by the way people are outside. But also, it's like, since people knew he had the vaccine, they thought he should be fine, but it's not really how it works. It's just, from my understanding, if you have the vaccine, it just limits the severity of your symptoms.
Yes.
You still get symptoms. Like, you still have some issues with your body, obviously. He's not young. So
it's basically supposed to just prevent you from dying.
Pretty much. He's playing.
Which people were doing at a very high rate.
Yes.
People seem to forget.
And now he's playing high level competitive basketball. And it's also not forget, he did just have a shoulder injury. I mean, sure, he's been fine since then, but he's not. He was not 100% healthy before COVID.
And then he got COVID.
So what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's looked really bad since he's been back.
I'm not glad. It's at the point where they'd be. Almost better off giving Cameron Payne a lot more burn.
Cameron Payne was
another player I'm willing to take over Tyler Hero.
Because Chris Paul's legacy can't afford to
he blows this one, it's bad. We talked about that group, and I'm like, how much is this his fault? And then Marcus brought up a good point. The niggas was 2-0 without you. So it means if y'all lose this series, y'all went, 1-3 or 1-4 when he came back?
People will bring this up as it happened with that Clippers and Houston series. He got hurt. They went up. He came back.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost.
Did not win another game.
They lost. So.
Well, game 7 is at the crib, right?
It is. Which, again, his legacy cannot afford.
To be fair, game 7 with Houston was not at the crib. It was on the road.
It was.
So. But yes, his legacy cannot.
It can't.
There's
no coming. There's no coming back. Even if you, I don't even think a chip could erase.
Chip erases everything. A chip erases everything, and a chip, a championship protects you a lot because if you remove that championship, Doc Rivers is not coaching in the NBA. Yeah.
Not even an assistant, probably.
No, he's so far down the bench of coaching without that championship. But since he has that,
he
not only
should be down the bench.
He should. What is he good at? Seriously.
He's supposed to be a defensive guy.
None of his teams have been known as good defenders. None of his teams have turned out.
I guess
out
Philly good. Technically was a good defensive team. But you have.
They also had a DPO. They had two DPOY candidates.
So that's the thing.
You could be good on defense by accident.
All his good defensive teams have, like, KG.
Tony Allen was on that team. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. That Clippers team was terrible on defense. I mean. Sure, they had. I mean, they were rolling out Jamal Crawford and JJ Redick. So, sure. I don't know what like Thibodeau. We know what his stamp is.
Yeah,
defense.
Yeah,
D'Antoni, offense.
Yep.
What are you like? I guess defense. I feel like defense. We just give guys. We don't know what else to say about him.
You know what they always say about him? He's a leader of men. I'm kind of like,
you know what's funny? When we like that person, that's a good thing to say about them. Because when Mark Jackson was coaching, that was a knock on him. He's a reverend. He's a all that. They're like, he's a rah rah guy. He has no X's and O's. But when it's Doc, you like that.
You like that, that he can get the guys together.
He can rally the guys. Is that before or after he throws them under the bus? Like he did with Ben Simmons.
I mean, hey, dog.
You can't say that. No.
In his defense,
no,
bro.
No, you cannot say that about your point guard.
Hey, dog. The nigga won't shoot.
Dog.
He literally passes up dunks.
Bro, I'm so mad we wasn't able to record after that. So if anybody was maybe in a coma the last 2 weeks, dog, when he said, I don't know if I know how to answer that question.
I mean, he just being honest, bro. Like,
I don't think you need honesty at that moment.
The team haven't won a championship with Ben Simmons, so I don't know if they can do it. He ain't like he did a Joel Embiid. Yeah, no, I thought the turning point was when we passed up a dunk.
I love how you said we.
It was like he was waiting on that question.
He basically answered it unprompted. Like,
he did not well.
He didn't just accidentally get tricked into that. They didn't have to walk him into that, no. Then damn near asked him something else and he like volunteered
it. It felt like he told that reporter, hey, ask me this question. I got something to say.
Oh my God. We haven't even talked about the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. We do got to get to that, I guess.
Yeah. So currently, this is 2-2. Both teams without their best player. So Giannis is doubtful for game 5. He was injured at the close in the third quarter of game 4, a game they were down by 10 to the Hawks, who didn't have Trae Young, who got injured in game 3 by stepping on a ref's ankle.
I'm
ref's
glad
foot.
You said that they were down when he went out.
Yeah, they were down 10.
When I saw that, once I finally, when I got the notification and looked at the score and they were down like 20 by the time I saw, I was like, and Giannis, I looked at Giannis' stats, I'm like, And I wasn't watching the game because Trae Young didn't play. And I'm like, so they should beat the fuck out of these guys.
In theory.
So they were down 10 with Giannis.
So I'm not going to lie. I've only watched the fourth quarters of these games.
Yeah.
I've had no interest.
I haven't watched much of them.
Like, I am all for the, I need some, I'm enjoying the new blood in the NBA. I ain't going to lie. I need some stars. Because Trae Young is a budding star. He ain't got the point where I'm turning on the game to watch him.
Here's my I'm only not watching it because I don't want Coach Bud to make my head blow. Oh, because God. There's no reason this team shouldn't have been swept. There is no reason Atlanta should have won a single game. So I've not been watching because I've been like, there's no reason the Bucks should lose.
Except
the reason is Coach Bud because he's fucking terrible.
If you're a real Bucks fan, this has got to be the most conflicting playoff success for you, right? Because you have to be happy your team's winning, but you also have to be like, damn, I don't want us to win because if we win, we're going to keep hiring this nigga.
Dog, like...
He's not... You can't fire a coach after winning the championship.
They are literally winning in spite of him. Yeah. I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, and it's not just in spite of him. Obviously, the playoffs usually comes down to who's the healthiest to a certain extent, right? No more so than this year, it feels like. Because if we're being honest, they probably get swept if the Brooklyn is fully healthy. They just call a spade.
And they do, but because their coach sucks.
Yes, they get swept because of the bad coaching. So the health issues are going to not only let Coach Bud keep his job, they're going to probably get them a championship out of it.
Yes.
And that's just disgusting because he is easily...
If Giannis comes back.
If he comes back, yes.
Because if he doesn't come back, I know people feel like, oh, Middleton's not that guy. And I'm like, okay, yeah, the Bucks might lose, but it won't be just because Middleton's not that guy. It'll be because his coach fucking stinks. So he needs such an advantage for the Bucks to win that without Giannis, you don't have that anymore.
Oh, it's not just that. His point guard sucks too right now.
Oh, Jrue Holiday is like...
I'm done with dude.
I never want to hear another NBA player say he's underrated.
Fucking terrible.
And we overlook him.
Oh.
Never want to hear that again.
Because I've been watching from the top for the last two playoff runs.
Awful.
Playoff series, I should say.
Awful.
He's been
the worst point guard on the floor.
I was like, he's been the worst point guard, and I'm arguing he might
James
be the worst
Harden
guard.
Had one leg.
That's why I say worst guard. Because James Harden technically is the two. So yeah. They're going to win, and they are winning, like you said, in spite of him. I can't think of another championship-winning coach that's been this bad. Like, even Frank Vogel last year. I can tell that what the Frank Vogel input on the team is.
Yeah.
He actually is a pretty good defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously know Spo's accomplishments. Doc, probably the only one I can think of. But Doc winning that title, it made sense. They had three Hall of Famers relatively in their prime, or at least at the end of their primes. Going against Kobe basically by himself. So, hey, I get that. I know, obviously, Popovich, greatness. No one else has gotten to this deep in the playoffs, and you're just like, that guy can't coach.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I got one. That Scott Brooks OKC team. That's part of the coach that's gotten that far, but you know bad. What?
Even with that, I could look at their roster and go, there are holes in the roster. They had no shooting.
Okay.
There's no hole in this Bucks roster. Other than Drew Holiday is fucking awful, but
no,
only holes in the roster are the ones that he creates.
I'm about to say, yeah, the hole is he plays
Brooke Lopez.
That many fucking
he
minutes.
Creates
he,
that.
He allows that. You know?
He does that.
You know, and part of it, I wonder how much of it, because there was an obvious adjustment in the Nets series that he just never went to. One, putting Giannis on KD, or two, putting Giannis at the five and just telling Brooke Lopez, you're not playing. Right,
he
never went to it.
Just never did it.
Part of me wonders how much that was A, him, or B, Giannis. Because we've seen AD has flat out said, I'm not playing the five, right? We've seen it. Is it possible
people Giannis? Make that, but that's known. So I feel like it's not known with Giannis. Because, I mean, Giannis doesn't strike me as a guy who won't do what it takes to win. He's not afraid. He'll airball free throws, but he's not afraid to go back to the free throw line.
I feel like Giannis's personality is the type of guy, I'm going to do what my coach says.
Yeah. So I don't want to do it.
You're right. He's not of that. He doesn't seem of that Kawhi. Hey, fuck what that nigga talk about. I'm guarding. He don't have that animal. So I give that credit. I'm not going to lie. Do you have a they're a pick'em? To me, that series now became a pick'em. If Giannis is out for extended time, and I know his MRI came back clean, as they say, but there is no timetable for his return.
Yeah, I can't see him with there being no timetable. I can't see him coming back this series.
And does Trae Young have a timetable yet?
Well, I feel like he said after game three that he should be able to play game four.
And then did not play game four because he had no mobility.
I feel like he'd be ready for a game five or at least six. And with him coming back before Giannis, I got to give it to Atlanta.
Are we really this close to a Hawks and insert team finals?
Yes.
Who the fuck do we root for in that situation? Not we. I mean
honestly,
as a viewing public, what does NBA sell you on?
I'm rooting for the Western Conference team, whichever one it is. I'm just be dead. Western.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that, and I have actually nothing against the Hawks personally.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not particularly fond of Trae Young's brand of basketball, but yeah. But the NBA is supposedly taking care of that for me next year anyway. So, yeah I guess at this point is I root for. I'm okay with any Western Conference. As much as I slandered Paul George, I have nothing against Paul George. His story is fine. Yeah. Leg break thing, and you know, if he were to win a title, it'd be great for his legacy. Amazing for him. So I'm fine with it. I still want Chris Paul. Obviously, you know, Devin Booker fan, so I don't want Devin Booker to win, obviously. But as long as it's not the Bucks, because they should not be rewarded for stupidity.
I'm just so sick for two of my favorite players of all time. One for Allen Iverson. If you could drop that on one Sixers team in these playoffs with all these injuries and
coaching
and shit.
Of course.
I mean, just what a easy ring for AI that would have been.
And okay.
If Dame's coach wasn't awful.
Do we have time to get into the Dame stuff? You want to save for next episode?
Nah, we got it.
All right, yeah, wrap it up. AI, with the way... Hey, imagine AI going against the Bucks in their drop coverage by Brooke Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga looking stupid. Yeah. Anything you want to say before we close it out?
Nah, man, just as always, like, share, comment, and subscribe. And as always, appreciate the love.